Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, and we find ourselves in chapter 14. At the end of the chapter, in verse 33, it says this, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace." Now, that passage, which is found towards the end of chapter 14, well, it serves as a purpose statement to the argument that Paul has been making in all of chapter 14. Here's the argument. The right use of spiritual gifts within the church builds up, brings in, and broadcasts the peace of God. So what is God's peace? How are we to define peace versus confusion? Well, the New Testament idea of peace is greatly influenced by the Hebrew idea of shalom. Shalom was a way of saying hello and goodbye using the same word, shalom to you. But there's much more behind the peace or the shalom of God than it just being a greeting. When Paul speaks of God's peace, he is referencing the reality of God bringing his redemptive presence into a situation or into a person's life. And it brings order, stability, clarity, and even, if necessary, realignment. The right things being done at the right time. So within the church, there is to be order, stability, and realignment with God's creational design, because God's word is to reign supreme within God's church. As you pray today, please remember Chris and Alicia Sampson, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Yoruba LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Nigeria.